steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
How Kiwi cousins are a creative bunch.
Eh, brew.
Especially when it comes to naming their little Kiwis.
As in their children?
You can call them that, yes. According to reports,
okay.
Children's names, now these are the ones that they've turned down, but children's names that have been blocked by judges in New Zealand include Yeah Detroit.
Yeah Detroit. Why are they calling me kids Yeah Detroit?
Sex Fruit.
Sex Fruit. Interesting.
Fat Boy. And for twins, Fish and Chips.
Fish and they should let that one pass.
I think it'd be a brilliant name for twins.
It'd be Fush and Chups.
Fush and
though.
Chups, that's right.
That's
the names
cute.
That they have given the tick to, though, include Violence.
Violence?
That seems odd. Midnight Chardonnay.
Are these like how the babies
I feel like it.
Conceived? Because that's disturbing.
Well, given that, they've also apparently allowed number 16 bus shelter.
Wow. Yeah, okay, these are definitely how the babies were conceived.
The bus didn't come that night, but...
Anyway.
Hey, do you find it hard to sort of get moving sometimes? You want to try and improve things in your life in terms of the way that you approach a day, try and make a better you,
Is this an intervention?
It is. I'm actually only talking to you, Nikki.
I've just noticed. I think you need to improve your life.
You know, they say there's stories of, like, particularly wealthy and motivated people that get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they've done their daily exercise.
Yeah.
All that. Well,
sickens me.
Me too. I've just come across a story, though, that it's kind of judgy in its title. It's called Mistakes You're Making in Your Daily Routine. But it comes across with some useful stuff. It says, first off, if you want to make your life better, right, achievable ways to do it. Don't pick an aggressive alarm first thing in the morning. You know what the first thing that happens when you wake up to be
so the noise.
Annoying?
So maybe like birds chirping or something?
Yeah,
something
like a
beautiful?
Gentle one to wake up, as long as that actually wakes you up.
I was just going to say, I feel like I need an aggressive one to get me out of bed.
Also thinking exercise takes longer than it needs to.
Yeah.
That can, you don't necessarily have to spend hours slogging away.
Yeah,
to
half
make it
an
happen.
Hour is all you need.
Don't leave your bed unmade. Make your bed.
Oh, is that like feng shui?
I think it's just the first step. Like, it's the one thing that you can guarantee every day you'll do. You can achieve something just after you wake up if you get up and make your bed.
On another note, how pointless is making the bed? Like, if you think about it, you're just going to get right back into it.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day. So
I know, but what? Like, if you think about it, we're just wasting time putting a bed together.
Isn't it nicer, though, to come back to a made bed? So it's for your own mental state. That's why.
But,
wasting time if it's for your, for a pee.
Otherwise, it's pointless.
Well, everything's pointless if you want to put it like that. Over-planning in the middle of the day, trying to do too much. And then not moving. Because you're overwhelmed by it all and you just sit there and I don't know anything. Also, doing the hard things last. Don't save them to last. Do them first.
Do them first. It's like when you eat your veggies and then you can eat all the good stuff after.
Exactly.
Get the veggies down.
And then at the end of the day, entering the social media vortex. That doesn't necessarily help your day.
That sucks you in.
Just generally having a negative look on the world.
Aww.
So there you go. Look, there's some doable things. You can take that or not. You could quite
take
happily
that
tell
and
me
shove it up here.
to do exactly that with it if you so choose. Freaky food. It's Freaky Food. Well, haven't we just gathered together some footy-related stuff because it's a derby weekend, I suppose?
Oh, yeah, I suppose this is quite footy-related.
Is that the theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
that wasn't
your original combining. But we'll go with it. Okay.
So this one has been sent in from by Melissa from Meadow Springs. So thank you very much, Melissa. I'm not sure.
I often wonder what inspires people to put these combinations together. And I'm wondering what happened the day that this came together.
Look, I really don't know. I'm imagining alcohol may have been involved. But her suggestion is a meat pie, as we have here. She says cut the top off, so slice the lid off.
Which in itself, not an attractive look.
No, but a lot of people do this, I know.
Yes.
And then she says add tomato sauce, which, look.
Done.
Done. Look at that. We'll squeeze that on there.
And then what's in the gravy boat?
Okay, so I've bought a little gravy container here. It's got chocolate in it, melted chocolate.
She's quite specific, melted Cadbury Dairy Milk chocolate. Now
okay,
she
look,
says,
it is milk chocolate, but I didn't get Cadbury.
Okay.
But hey, it's the Aldi version, which tastes just like it, so
all
we're
right,
going to go with
fair
that.
Enough, so just
and she says,
it
pour it in, pour it into the pie, like without the lid on. Oh my God, I'm just ruining a beautiful
and then
pie.
And it's lid back on. And are you mixing it in?
Well, she hasn't said to, so I'm just going to pour
You're putting
on.
A lot of chocolate into that pot.
Oh, am I? I don't know what she does.
I don't know how... Well, look...
It looks disgusting.
I don't believe there are rules on this.
Oh, God, it's really liquidy.
Really put a lot in there. It's going to squeeze. Oh. It's going to be all over your top.
How do I eat it? How do you eat a pie without messing it everywhere?
Is it... searingly hot, by the way, because...
No, it's been sitting here for a little while.
Okay, at least that's good.
How do I... Oh, my God, it's going to go everywhere. I'm going to lean forward.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have it all over your top. Yeah, lean forward. There is a seriously large amount of melted chocolate in that pie. And the verdict is... The face isn't horrified, can I just say. It's a little bit confused. Do you actually like this?
I haven't got any meat, so it's just chocolate and pastry at the moment. I'm going to have to go back in.
And there's nothing wrong with chocolate and pastry. You got tomato sauce in there too. There should be a vinegary little tang to it. Is that not happening?
Oh, that is weird.
Now the face is not good.
Oh.
What? Again?
Oh, look, it's spilling out.
You know, what goes on in people's minds to put these together?
I'm not sure why you would go through the effort to, first of all, melt chocolate. I mean, you got to break it all up and put it in the microwave, and then you're pulling the lid off, and it's just a perfectly good pie on its own.
And you've ruined it. And you've ruined chocolate too.
I know.
What? No.
Melissa.
No.
Aw, I wanted to like it because now it was a waste of a pie. Actually, I know you're going to eat it.
Well, you say a waste.
You're going to eat it.
It probably
won't
go to waste.
We can just scoop it off. If we just take the lid off and scrape it out, it'll be fine. That is not good. Don't do it.
What? Out of 10?
I'm going to go a 4.
Okay.
A 4 out of 10. I'm not dry reaching, so...
We're not...
I can handle it, but it's not good.
We're not blaming you, Melissa.
No.
But you know what?
We're judging.
Just disappointed.
Yeah, that's all.
Feel free to throw your suggestions our way, coastlive.com.au. You'll find the freaky food patch on our website.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our cultural attaché, Nikki Parkinson.
Okay. Now, season 3 of Stranger Things is finally out on Netflix. Oh, yeah, that music's back once again. And we head back to Hawkins, where our heroes have to once again try and stop Mind Flayer, who might not have been sealed in the Upside Down as we thought when Elle closed it last season. So this season is set in 1985 and is based around the New Moreland town, and it follows the characters in kind of 6 different subplots that will all come together in the 8 episodes that are on Netflix right now. So make sure you watch it. Stranger Things Season 3 out now.
A lot happening in that plot description.
Yes, I'm excited for it though.
Tell.
Reports are Quentin Tarantino will retire after the release of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He has long said that he plans to retire from filmmaking after his 10th feature film. In a recent interview, however, he says he might be ready a little sooner than that. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is his 9th film and is out next month, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt and our very own Margot Robbie. And it's getting pretty good reviews. And that's what he kind of said in the interview, that it depends how this movie goes. If it's going to be a hit, then he might go out on a bang.
Yeah.
So technically it's his 9th film, but if you count Kill Bill, parts 1 and 2.
1 and 2, fair enough.
It's his 10th, okay. So he could be thinking of it that way. Okay. This might be the last Tarantino film ever, though, so make sure you go and check it out.
Yeah.
And one of the most popular teen book series is getting a prequel.
Oh.
I volunteer as tribute.
Oh, that's right. Hunger Games. Our author Suzanne Collins is working on a prequel with the new installment to be set 64 years before the beginning of the Hunger Games trilogy.
Sort of to explain how
it all started, I suppose, in a period dubbed the Dark Days. The yet-to-be-titled book will be published in May next year. And in some of the most hilarious news we've had all week, Taylor Swift fans are going after rising country artist Scooter Braun, thanks to her feud with Big Machine Records buyer Scooter Braun. Fans are confusing Scooter Braun with Scooter Braun, and the PR firm that manages Scooter Braun have come out and said, Scooter and the band have been getting loads of hate messages from angry Taylor Swift fans. The Southern rocker is not the Scooter they're looking for, although they should listen to his music. Of course, they're all angry because Scooter Braun has bought Taylor's entire back catalogue without her getting a chance to buy it. And he's also apparently been really mean to her in the past, and all the fans are angry. So
not the same as the country music dude.
No, don't go after Scooter Braun.
Totally.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Nikki and DeMello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.